range where I was born and raised.
The place where he was born and raised.
Stronger, watch it breathe. Wide, oh, why ask me?
Hey, this is AcidBurn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Urban Radio. My name is Oswald and I am your pimp in a box. And for the next 2 hours, we will talk urban terror. But before we do, we're going to get into a little bit of music. This is The Executioners featuring Linkin Park. It's going down.
Do you think it's worth holding out? I mean, I've heard some pretty ugly things about those guys. Ugly story. Watch them creep. Watch them creep.
Watch them creep. Hip-hop head. You do it like this.
The next sound reflects a complex hybrid dialect now. Detect a mesh of many elements compressed down. The melting pot of a super futuristic style. The combination of a vocal caress with lungs that gasp for breath from emotional stress with special effects. In a distorted collage, carefully lies between beats of a rhythmic garage. It's going down. The logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. A logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. Altogether venomous. The four elements of natural force projected daily through the sound of the source. Everybody on board as we blend the sword with the pen. The mightiest of weapons swinging right for the chin. To elevate mental states long gone with the wind. To defend men from shoddy imitation pretends it's going down. Style assimilation readily trekking through the weaponry of a pure pedigree. Cleverly seeing through whatever is ahead of me. Whatever the weather be, we advance steadily. It's going down, subterrestrial hot. A rhyme regiment is calling the shots. An execution of collaborative plots ready to bring the separation of style to a stop. It's going down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey now. It's going down.
Like this,
down as well. This is Oswald. Greetings and welcome to another installment of Urban Radio. So how's it going? As I said, another Friday, another show, and I think this is about show 15 or 16, if I remember correctly. Whichever one it is. I know we've gotten very good turnouts here the past few weeks. I thank you for that. Let's get right to it. I know people want to hop in the server, the IP 64.180.91.203. That's the IP if you want to join the Urban Radio server. There are a few people in there right now. It looks like there's six players in there. I think we have room for about 18. So 64.180.91.203, join in. What are we going to feature this week? Again, a little weak on content. Busy with my real job, trying to keep it and find a new one. Other than that, we do have a few things we can talk about. We also ask for your help here at the end of the show, but we'll get into that later. This week we will take a look back and see what has transpired in the community and on the development team. Quick shout out to Apoxel because I know he's listening in over to Raven Software, and I want to say thanks to him for allowing me to beta test Soldier of Fortune 2. Fortunately, I'm under NDA and I cannot talk about it. Sorry. Let me just say it does kick ass, though. This week, next week, I think we're going to try two new features. We're going to get into doing a map review a week. Some of the new maps that have come out have been pretty great. Subway was one of them, and the one that will be released later today, Druglord, is looking good. A couple others that we'll talk about here that I've seen, and I'm sure many of you have. Oh, Laneway, too. That's one I was thinking of that was released last week by SISM. And we're also going to get into a level designer feature similar to some of the interviews we've been running. Hopefully we can get Buddy Phone up and working and do an actual on-air interview. I'm still working with that, and I'm going to need some help from the guys over at Team Sportscast Network to help me get all that stuff up and running correctly. As for this week, we will be taking your questions and comments. Any shout-outs you have for Urban Terror, feel free to get a hold of me now. Send me a private message, and we will get it on the air for you as we progress through the radio show. Unfortunately, I will not be able to take music requests as it's all finalized for this week. Before we do that, what do we want to do here? Actually, I'm getting one thing organized for you guys, so you can listen to a little Jimmy Eat World. This is The Middle. I'll be right back. Urban Radio.
Don't you worry what they tell themselves. If you're wrong,
right, we're back. Oswald, Urban Radio here. I was saying the server here. Sorry about that. If you want to join in, 64.180.91.203. Most of them are custom maps, so if you don't have them, you will have to find them. UrbanTerra.de, UrbanTerra.it has all your maps. As I said, most of these are custom maps this week, so check it out. Get into a few thank yous here before we actually get started. We can never say enough to you guys who have continued to support the mod since early on and since Beta 2 or whenever you joined up. So thanks for all the input and support up to this point. Without your contributions, ideas, and constructive criticism, we would not be where we are today. We do look forward to bringing you the best in Urban Terror in the future, and with your input, the best is yet to come. We do want to say thanks to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting, who FTPs all the shows for us. You can find those over on thesixthfloor.com. It's listed under navigation. Click on Main and then click on Urban Radio, and you will find all the shows as they are there since we started back in, I think, December. We also want to give a quick shout-out to Acidburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com as he posts all the show all the show notes each week. He also wanted me to say, and I'm looking for what he wanted me to say, that I guess Clans FN and Clans HSE are going to be one clan now. I guess it's going to be headed up by Incognito, the leader over at HSE. So we just want to wish them luck on that. We also want to say thanks to Blade for having the Urban Radio server up. I do have Archon this week, so if there's something we want in the server, let me know and we'll get it on for you. We will be playing the new map, Druglord, once we make that available, and I know Dragone is waiting for his chance here to spam the links. That map is coming. I think Subway's on there, Laneway 2. Paradise and the new one from 40 called Intermodal, whichever one you call it. Both of those are on there, and right now it looks like they changed it to Casa. What does that tell you? And last shout out over to the guys over at Team Sportscast Network who provide me all the support and love in the world, along with the Shoutcast server we broadcast on. Things have been changing over there, hopefully for the better, and we will be able to bring you more quality broadcasts without all the interruptions that you've seen in the past. So I just want to give a quick shout-out to the guys like Coldshot, Traveling Whispers, who's doing some kick-ass broadcasting, Warwitch, June, Juno, Traveling, all those guys. Props and thanks for everything, guys.
Here at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Team Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Watch where you're shooting!
Whoa! Sorry.
Mistakes. It's beyond our control. Sometimes it's faster than gold. Whatever happens in its life.
I don't think I can fly. I know I can fly. This is Oswald. We're back. Urban Radio. That was Pod. The song was Alive. Okay, getting back to what we were trying to talk about here before I had to do a few things. Server's going cool. Everybody's having a good time. While I am the voice behind Urban Radio, it is you, the community, and the development team who help make it so successful. So please send me your contributions. If you have an idea, please contact me, oswaldurbanterror.net, or on IRC and pound Urban Terror before Friday. And we do have a thread in the forums each week that allow you to get your requests in before Friday, so thanks for that. Each week, we examine the numbers we have access to, and based on those numbers, Urban Terror continues to flourish as new gamers are continually being introduced, or shall I say reintroduced, to Quake 3. So get your buddies to dust off that Quake 3 CD that they're using as a coaster, install it, and download Urban Terror. It seems the numbers have been very strong this week based on what we've seen over at eSports and GameSpy stats. We've been doing pretty well, up in the number one, number two spot for most of the week. And there was a little news bit. Caught this over on Planet Quake. I'm sure some of you did, as I believe somebody actually showed this to me. But Doom3.cz had an interview with Robert Duffy over at id Software, and one of the questions they asked Duffy was, "What is your favorite mod? What mod is by you the best in graphics, code, and gameplay?" And I guess I found it as a surprise that Duffy responded with, "There are a lot of really good mods: Quake 3 Fortress, Urban Terror, Rocket Arena. They all have over different things, but as far as what I personally have had the most fun with, it would probably be Urban Terror." So, got a little pimp there from Mr. Robert Duffy, the programmer over at id Software, so that was kind of cool. Hopefully they're still watching what we're doing with our development. I know you guys are, and I know we still have some big things planned here for Beta 3. Also this week, thanks to No Fear, you can now catch rebroadcasts of Urban Radio 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, he says. The shows are recorded over on urbanradio.no-ip.com/8000. That's urbanradio.no-ip.com/8000. So instead of having to download the shows if you're just kicking it and want to listen in, just drop onto that server and check it out. It's pretty cool. I was listening to a few shows this week. It also seems that the community is coming off that high that we've had from Beta 2.5. Community seems to be giving us both positive and constructive feedback on many of the changes, and we will be looking at implementing some of these into the next version. Most notably, of course, have been the weapons and their attributes. As Doc mentioned before he resigned from the team, there was a thread started by Juggernaut, I believe. He says, you can't just nerf the autos. One of the things that we were talking about is reducing the severity of headshots on certain weapons based on a variety of factors. So maybe distance, overall spread, type of weapon, etc. would all go into working out a headshot or a neck shot that might be a non-lethal critical hit. So there are some things, and I was talking to 27 earlier this week, The team is going to make a few team decisions here in our forum, and then we're going to pass on some information to you guys in the community so we can get some feedback as to what you think the weapons do or do not need. Right now, I know many seem to be pretty happy with the G36. And I know many of you want to do away with that randomness that you see when you start spamming and you get the two or three or four lucky headshots. You know, you guys want to be able to show off those skills you've learned. So we are working for you. Once we've agreed on what we're going to do, we will pass on the rest of it to you guys. And Blaster, no, you are not getting your flashlight back. I'm sorry. You want your flashlight back? Go play Beta 1. How's that? A couple quick shout-outs here. TG1 Lucky says, give some greetings to his wife, Eva, and his daughters, Robin and Renee. So hello to the three of you. Glad you're listening, and I guess Lucky, there you go, bud. Also, Bar Blitz wanted me to inform you guys that Clan Bar is planning to start a European Urban Terror CTF Ladder / Cup. They're looking for a fast host, so if anyone would like to help with hosting, contact Blitz or anyone else in his clan in Pound Bar over on quakenet.org. If you miss that, you can email me, and I'll pass on the information to you that way. But they are looking at starting another league. Also, there's a few other things going on. Some of it I'm not really going to go into much detail, but we are. It looks like we might be progressing, looking for sponsors, as I mentioned, I think in a forum thread, that we are looking for official sponsors for some sort of a ladder / tournament coming up here. So if you want to help contribute, feel free to email me, oswaldurbanterror.net, and I will pass on more details to you. And we'll be right back. Going to listen to... Who are we going to listen to? This is... Kill the U.S. Government, BMRC. Be right back, Urban Radio.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we're back. That was Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Kill the U.S. Government. Found that in my new edition of Maxim magazine. Pretty cool song. Pretty cool songs. I've listened to a few of them. I want to give it a shout-out over to Whispers and Cold Shot over at TSN, who shoutcasted the Stronger Than All Pro Bowl this past week, the best from the Frags ladder. Props to those who made Team A and Team B. Team A consisted of Nox Sevron, TLB Mudflap, PS Vinsanity, HR Wildcat, HR Tombstone, HSE Hyperium, NUG Indiga, and FSIK NME. Team B was PS Disconnected, DVS Connor, Pit Vacan, excuse me, Nox Pole, PS Vendetta, HR Bornja, TLB Dracostin, and FSIK Kintu. I was able to listen into most of the broadcast when it started. I missed the pregame, but I did listen to their show and did a very, very good job. So it's kind of funny listening to Cold Shot as he's not sure where some of these places are, what weapon they're carrying, but that'll come. It's like anything new. I'm sure I'm going to be the same way once I start shoutcasting this stuff as well. As, I don't have to learn map locations. I know many of the map locations, but you just have to find your own niche for what you want to call things. And he's attacking me. And find your own niche for how you want to call the game. But together, Cold Shot and Whispers did a great job, and I do look forward to hearing more from them later. As well as everybody's been given Tapper props on his calling of a match here. I think it was last week. I don't recall which match it was, but I was able to listen to most of that, and that was another good job. As I said, I'm going to try to do my own here very soon. After I get set up, and I've been trying to drop into our server here, and you know, it's somewhat of a semi-organized game, and try calling a match just for the hell of it to see if I can do it, if I can't. With that said, I know many of you have been waiting for the release of this map. And I just got to make sure Dragoon is ready, and as we're up to that part of the show, we are going to give out some of the maps that you've been asking for. It is another big week for new levels to hit the Urban Terror scene. This is a good thing as the community continues to support the mod and their fellow gamers with new and creative levels. Last week we were quite excited to offer up Laneway 2 from SISM, and this week we won't let you down as there are a few new levels that have been introduced. The first one, as mentioned on Planet Quake on Thursday, yesterday, Retina released his first Urban Terror level called UT Demolition. You can find that over on planetquake.com/EOC. And most of those textures came from guys like Yidnar. They came from the Max Payne textures that are out there and a couple others. Pretty cool map. I ran through it last night, and it does support all the game modes. So hopefully we'll see that on some CTF servers. Not really sure how it plays, but based on the layout and based on what I saw, it should play rather well. Retina says this map has very detailed geometry and textures. Performance is on the low. Performance on low-end machines may vary. I made the map with looks in mind and put performance in the back seat. Thus, the R-speeds peak at about 14,000 and average between 9 and 11. The level shows promise, and I do recommend you download it. I'm not sure Blade has it on her server today, but I'll make sure we get that on there in a week or so. So go check that out. That's planetquake.com/EOC. And once I get around to updating our map page, I will add that along with Laneway 2 and a few others that I've just been slacking off on. And now, actually, let me confirm with Dragoon. He's ready to release here. Check out New Noise. And we will be right back. was refused. New Noise. Mungo Zen requested that. Then, as usual, we play his and your request here on Urban Radio. All right, now we are pleased to announce the release of Drug Lord from Dragon, Omida, and Nuck. Here to introduce the level is Dragon. Dragon, take it away, buddy.
Mission briefing, 0800 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, a drug cartel we've been monitoring for some time has established a base of operations in the hills of Colombia. This base is outfitted with a small plane airstrip for use as a stopover and exchange point for illegal drugs moving from the lowlands to fast transport out of the area. The facility is a prime point from which all contraband is dispersed throughout the world. They're well dug in and believed to have access to many small arms and assault weapons comparable to our own. As of 0600 this morning, the Marines have begun dropping supplies into a nearby clearing. Light resistance is expected, but numbers and exact capabilities cannot be confirmed. Your mission, take out the Drug Lord airstrip.
Alrighty, and that's the introduction to Drug Lord airstrip from Dragon over at Triad Development. You can check out their website, ClanTriad.net, I believe it was. And check out all the pictures, all the screenshots. And you can now download it. There they are, from Terrorist.net and www.dmmh.net. Those are the two sites that have them, and we will get those mirrored on more sites later this afternoon. I know the guys on the server now probably won't play it, or else I would drop that into the rotation right now. As I said, if you want to check out more screenshots before you download it, that's clantriad.net/devteam for more screenshots and information on that level. And let me... I did. Again, what else is new, right? 40. Some of you may remember some of his work, such as Interchange, and his latest one, which he just released, called Intermodel. It has been in beta for some time, but he went through a pretty big redesign in terms of the map. And if there's one thing 40 has, it's some of the most amazing textures. I'm sure they're all photo-sourced, but very cool looking map. The level features two piers with two massive container ships that are being loaded or unloaded. And then you have, it's separated by a large warehouse in the middle that's probably two or three floors. Got a bunch of arcade machines in there. It's got train cars, lunchroom. Very, very cool looking map. I recommend you check that out too. You can find those and the other maps over on urbanterror.it, urbanterror.de, and soon on urbanterror.net. A couple other places, I'm sure, as well. I know Lord of Doom will most likely have a mirror over at terrorist.net. So go check them out. Some good maps that have been released recently. And, you know, it's all good. Since I see .exe talking a little smack in the team channel here, he has nearly finished the new version of Riyadh. It's a little bit smaller than what you currently see now on Riyadh. Base designs are completely revamped, redesigned. All new textures thanks to Sweet Nuts. What else was on there? Just some other things. The new lighting from the new version of Q3 map from Yidnar. Now it has lighting being cast on the terrain. Looks very cool. I actually need to get that from Sweet Nuts, as I know he has the latest copy, and check it out. So a lot of new maps, a lot of maps upcoming. UT Temple was another one I spoke of last week. Some map looks similar to Kuman Ru. Had that sort of feel from Action Quake too. Very big map. You may not want to play that too often. Very large map. Supports something like 32 gamers. It's hard enough finding a one-on-one in a big map like, I don't know. Pick any of the maps that we have that are big, like Revolution. This is Defy You, The Offspring, Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Defy You, The Offspring.
But you cannot win. You may throw me down, but I'll rise again. The more you say, the more I defy you. So get out of my face.
That was The Offspring, Defy You. And I just got denied in the server. This is Oswald. We're back. Urban Radio. Quick question here from the private messages I'm getting. Lucky wants to know when we're going to have the next map pack. That's something we're actually looking into right now. I know we've been saying that. The first map pack was actually the contest maps, the six contest maps that we selected, which was won by Excalibur with the map Paradise. We will be picking probably 6 to 8 maps that we feel are good all-around maps, not only how they look, but how they play. And we will be packing those up. Hopefully some of the authors will want to go back through those maps, update textures or update dead areas, fix any problem spots they have. But we would like to get that out here within, I would say, the next month or so. Hopefully, I don't know if that's going to be before or after our next release. As I said, we're still just sort of in the process of organizing our thoughts as to what we want to do. I have a little more on that here. Actually, right now, that's actually what I'm up to right now. I'm talking a little bit about Beta 3 here. Right now, where do we stand? As I said, we are in somewhat of a break. Basically, just talking about how we're going to progress here. Organizing and working on our document, our design doc for Beta 3. I know 27 and some of the other team members have been talking about a supplemental release before Beta 3. That will include new tweaks. That was something Doc mentioned was going to be primarily for the weapons. And this is also going to be where your comments come in. As I said, we have some idea what we want to do with the weapons, but we will solicit for further feedback from the community on the weapons, and I know you guys will be all too willing to speak your mind and let us know what you feel or what you think needs to be done. We are also in the process of finishing up the design document. Unfortunately, my computer crashed, and I lost most of that document this week, so I had to basically start it over. But it's just breaking things down into different sections as to what we want to concentrate on, such as adding the new weapons, adding the two new player models. You can expect to see the new male model named Logan and the new female model named Tanya. As I said, four or five new weapons. Those will all be skinned, animated, as well as some of the older weapons being reskinned. I know Blade Killer is working on one or two weapons right now. Unfortunately, I can't tell you which ones because it has not been announced yet. I also see Dragon is saying Druglord has terrain, shadows on terrain too, thanks to .exe. So Dot gets another little pimp here. Now back to what I was talking about. We're also going to be looking into some of the admin control features, things to make it easier for server control. I know Blade Killer was talking about a lot of this after I don't know if she was on the GTV or if she was just listening to Tapper's broadcast, but we want to get more into that for the admins, more into the back end applications. The things that support the mod. Hopefully those things will make controllability better. And this is probably a bit overdue, as we should have probably done this for Beta 2. But the mod was not that far along at Beta 2, and right now it seems the time to do this. So that's some of what we're looking for Beta 3. For Beta 3. Not much has really gone into the development portion of it yet. As I said, the weapons and the models are really the only things that we've been working on, and that's it. That's it. I don't have much else. I'm Beta 3 right now. This is a little rush. This is 2112. I'll be right back. Urban Radio. right, Oswald, we're back here. That was a little Rush from 2112 by request. Actually, we've changed the server here. We're actually playing Drug Lord now from Dragoon. Actually, looks pretty good. Looks better than when I saw it the first time. Not many people. It looks like it's about 6-on-4 right now. I'm trying to get into spectator mode to fly around here and check things out. It's a good map for attack and defend. You have two distinct starting points. The blue team will start over near the helicopter and have to run through the mountainside to get to the actual base where the drug lord is. Hills are really nice. You got two ways into the base from the blue spawn point. The far side, which takes you actually to the edge of the map, and the near side here, which will bring you out right next to the hangars where the aircraft are. Looks good. Sounds good. And I'm still trying to get into spectator mode here so I can fly around, but that won't happen. Right now it looks like it's 1-on-1 here. And it's Decker against TNT Captain. It looks like Captain is at the end of the runway here, looking back towards the bases. Yeah, and they want a game change mode. Can't do that. Oh, I know why, because I have it locked. That's why I can't see the red team. I can only see the blue team. I'm going to jump into spectator mode here and check things out for you guys. There's Decker. And Decker's, he's actually going over to near the radio towers. He's completely opposite end of where the blue team is. And CTF, nope, we're not going to leave CTF. We're going to keep Team Survivor on there for now. Good map. Check it out. What else do we have for you this week? The All-Seeing Eye and UT Runner, two applications I'm sure some of you have heard about. I know gamers' nerves continue to wear thin with GameSpy Arcade and GameSpy 3D, and I'm not necessarily saying they're bad programs because actually they're pretty good programs. I enjoyed using them when I did, but I have moved on to the All-Seeing Eye. And that's what we sort of recommend you use to find an online game. Yeah, I know we have an online browser, an in-game browser. Unfortunately, it's not really up to standards, up to par where we'd like it to be. A lot of problems finding servers for Urban Terror. So if people ask us, I can't see any games in my browser, what can I do? We usually recommend downloading the All-Seeing Eye, setting that up. First off, it is shareware. You do not have to register the program for $19.95. That is U.S. currency. Of course, by registering it, you do get some additional functionality, like an unlimited buddy list, the ability to use wildcards and player searches like clan tags, and a real-time server monitor that lists team scoring and time remaining. The current version is 1.7.5. It was released yesterday. This release extends support to new games and updated games and mods. For a list of all the features and more information, go to www.udpsoft.com/i and download the All-Seeing Eye for your Urban Terror goodness. Looks like we're back in the map here following Crom. He's in the hangar with the Cessna 208 Caravan. Looks like he's trying to sneak out the front door here. He's looking on the runway, looking across the runway. Doesn't see anybody. You hear the sound of a SRA going off in the background. He's making his way into the radio tower now. Oh, and he's stuck on the door. There he goes. He's in. Where's he going here? Nowhere. He's not doing anything exciting. There's Kane. Kane has a bead on Lefty McWoo, and Kane just spammed him with his MP5K. And, yeah, it would be pretty cool to get CTF. Let me see if I can change this map to CTF. I'll be right back. Take a listen to Inside Out, Oswald Urban Radio.
Radio shit for all you pussies. It's only sound.
request. That was Reveille Inside Out. We're back on Urban Radio. I've just changed the server to CTF since everybody was not having too much fun in Team Survivor and they wanted to check out how it plays. Teams are full, 0-0. We'll let that go for a little bit. Another program we continue to support and sort of come to rely upon is over is from Custom Installs. Aphex Twin is the designer behind a program called UT Runner. This program assists new admins in setting up their server configs, their game configs, and map cycles. A very simple program. You can go find that over on runner.gameadmins.com. Also over on gameadmins.com, good tutorial on how to set up your server from Decker, I believe it is. Good program. Check it out. We do recommend you check out both those that program and that site if you're an admin and looking for assistance. Lord of Doom wanted me to talk about his front page poll. Question is 2-5 rocks. It seems majority of the voters, 58% of the voters, thought that the new 2-5 is a good version. The question is, what do you think of the new 2-5 hit validation? And as I said, 356 people said it rocks. 119 said it was better than before. 41 didn't really care. So it seems for the most part 2-5 was a good release. 2-6 will be better, of course. We are looking forward to bringing that to you here soon. Other than that, I am actually out of content for this week. As I said, it was a very light week. Had things to do and wasn't really able to get much done this week. If you want to contribute something or have a shout-out, feel free to send me a private message right now. Play one more song, we'll finish up here, and I'm going to jump into the server. This is Summer Breeze, Typo Negative. Alrighty, we're back. They left out the last word blowing through my mind. Anyways, we're back. Oswald Urban Radio. Last thing I have is we are looking for some gamers in the community to help contribute to the show each week. There are a few areas we would like to concentrate on as we continue to broadcast each week on Urban Radio. If you'd be interested in being a weekly contributor or want to help on some of the stories and features, and email me, oswaldurbanterror.net, and we'll get you hooked up here. No prerequisites. So open up your email, send me an email, and we'll get you all set up. And I am out of content. As I said, it was a very light week. I apologize for that. Hopefully next week I will have more information for you, more things, be a little better organized. It's just been rough here the last few weeks with work. So I'll blame it on that. How's that? We will be back next week with new news, overall feeling of what's going on as we work towards the next beta. Hopefully we'll have another map announcement release next week. And with that said, I'm done. Thanks for playing. Silicon Ice Development, the future is now. I am Oswald. This is Urban Radio. Until next week, late.
It's over? All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.